With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Senate has passed the president's tax and spending bill by the barest of margins, 51-50. The legislation needed Vice President J.D. Vance's tie-breaking vote. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says it took a long time to get President Trump's priority across the finish line.
And now we're here, passing legislation that will permanently extend tax relief for hardworking Americans. Mr. President, that will spur economic growth and more jobs and opportunities for American workers. That will rebuild our military, secure our borders, unleash American energy.
The bill now heads back to the House for further revisions. Jimmy Swaggart, the televangelist whose multi-million dollar ministry was crippled by his encounters with prostitutes, has died. He was 90. His death was announced Tuesday. The Louisiana native was best known for being a captivating Pentecostal preacher with a massive following before being caught on camera with a prostitute in New Orleans in 1988. President Trump toured a new immigration detention facility in a remote area of the Florida Everglades surrounded by alligator-filled swamps. He says the detention site in the Everglades has built-in security.
They have a lot of bodyguards and a lot of cops that are in the form of alligators. You don't have to pay them so much. But I wouldn't want to run through the Everglades for long. We'll keep people where they're supposed to be.
Trump toured the facility on Tuesday with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, getting a firsthand look at what the White House suggests will be especially secure given its dangerous natural surroundings. On Wall Street, the Dow by 400 points. This is SRN News. A new poll examines the influence of fathers. SRN's Michael Harrington has more on the story.
It comes from the Barna Group, and it finds that boys who have good relationships with their dads have better family life and adulthood. 65% of men who got along with their fathers say they are satisfied in their married life, compared to 58% of men who had a negative relationship with dad. Men who got on well with their fathers are also more likely to be on good terms with their own children, 53% to 44%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT activists wrapped up Gay Pride Month with raucous parades in multiple cities over the weekend, but major U.S. companies have been withdrawing support for gay pride events, reflecting a broader walking back of diversity and inclusion efforts amid shifting public sentiment. New York City Pride said about 20% of its corporate sponsors have dropped or reduced support. This is SRN News. Wimbledon has chosen technology over the human touch.
There are no line judges at the All England Clubs matches of the oldest Grand Slam tournament. Rulings on whether the ball was in or out instead were made by an electronic line calling system that uses recorded voices to announce when a shot lands astray. The new setup puts Wimbledon in line with nearly every other top-tier tennis event on all surfaces, although the French Open, played on red clay, remains an exception, sticking with judges. John Scott reporting.
Monday saw record-breaking day one heat as the temperature rose to 91 degrees Fahrenheit at the tennis tournament. Tennis fans and players did their best to stay cool on the opening days in London with ice bags and coolers. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.